There had never been a winter on Sky's Edge, nothing to select for mammal-like creatures. It was that cold-bloodedness which was most evocative of the reptilian. It meant that Sky's Edge animals moved slowly, feeding infrequently, and lived to great ages. The largest of them, the hamadryads, did not even die in any familiar sense. They simply changed. The connecting corridor opened out into the largest of the basement chambers, where we kept the juvenile. Originally this area had been intended for a family of crocodiles, but they were on ice for now. The entire display area which they had been assigned was just barely large enough for the young hamadryad. Fortunately, it had not grown perceptibly bigger in its time in captivity, but we would certainly have to build a huge new chamber if Kawea was serious about bagging a near adult. It was some months since I had seen the juvenile. Frankly, it did not interest me greatly. Eventually it dawned on one that the creature did not actually do very much. Its appetite was negligible once it had fed. Typically, it would curl up and enter a state not far from death. Hamadryads had no real predators, so they could afford to digest their food and conserve energy in peace. Now we overlooked the deep, white-walled pit which had been originally intended for the crocs. Rodriguez, one of my men, was leaning over the side, sweeping the bottom with a 10-meter-long broom. That was how far below us the floor was, surrounded by sheer walls in white ceramic. Sometimes Rodriguez had to go into the pit to fix something, a task I never greatly envied him, even when the juvenile was on the other side of a barrier. There were just some places in life where it was best not to be, and a snake pit was one of them. Rodriguez grinned at me beneath his mustache, hauling the broom out and racking it on the wall behind him, along with an array of similarly long-handled tools, claws, anesthetic harpoons, electrical prods, and such like. "How was your trip to Santiago?" I said. He had been down there on business for us, exploring new lines of trade. "Glad to be back, Tanner. The place is full of aristocratic assholes. They talk about indicting the likes of us for war crimes, and at the same time they hope the war never ends because it adds some color to their miserable, rich lives. Some of us they already have indicted," Kawea said. Rodriguez picked leaves from the broom's bristles. "Yeah, I heard. Still, this year's war criminal is next year's savior of the people, right? Besides, we all know guns don't kill people, do they?" "No. It's the small metal projectiles that generally do the killing," Kawea said, smiling. He fingered the cattle prod lovingly, perhaps remembering the time he had used it to shepherd the juvenile into its transport cage. "How is my baby, anyway?" "I'm a little worried about that skin infection. Do these things molt?" "I don't think anyone knows. We'll probably be the first to find out if they do." Kawea leaned over the wall, it was waist height, and looked down into the pit. It looked unfinished. Here and there were a few sparse attempts at vegetation, but we had quickly discovered that the hamadryad behavior appeared to have very little to do with its surroundings. It breathed and smelled prey and occasionally ate. Otherwise it just lay coiled like the hawser of a vast maritime ship. Even Kawea had become bored with it after a while. After all, it was just a juvenile. He would be dead before it grew to anything near its adult size. The hamadryad wasn't visible. I leaned over the edge, but it was obviously nowhere in the pit itself. There was an alcove, cool and dark, set into the wall beneath us. That was where the thing could usually be found when it was sleeping. "She's asleep," Rodriguez.